Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
The first thing warrants is a lineman assignment. You got to know it. You have to know it. That's just a cover charge to get in the uniform. Can you line up? Can you execute the call? Can you execute audibles? Can you execute motion as a wide receiver? As a wide receiver, can you convert routes versus single high and split safety coverage post snap? There's a lot of things that go into that, but those are the basics you got to have. You got to have those. And if that's one of the issues, then that's not good enough.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking ball with Matt Bowen. Someone in the Twitch stream said, time to run through a brick wall. Yeah, that's what happens when you get Matt Bowen on. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, it's Lawrence and Layla today. We appreciate you joining us. I was saying to Speegs yesterday after listening to Caleb and Ben Johnson that it's beautiful for me to think about all of the great teaching that's happened between Sunday and tomorrow. And the idea being, Caleb put so much good on tape that Ben gets to go, now I know you can do stuff. And now that I know that you can do stuff, I am holding you to that standard going forward.
I agree with you 100%, Lawrence. And also what Coach Johnson can say is, it's still not good enough, right? There's plenty of plays you can find in the tape versus Dallas and point to it and say, look, you did this in the first half. You didn't execute it well enough in the second, in the third and fourth quarter. That needs to improve. That needs to be better. Because we know Caleb, look, Caleb has made growth from week one to week two, and now week two to week three. Anyone watching the game on Sunday could see that. A lot more explosive plays. Remember, Lawrence, last week we talked about explosive plays. Well, the Bears had 5 explosive play throws on Sunday in the win over Dallas. Got to have those. Through with more rhythm, a greater sense of calm in the pocket. I love what he did from under center play action, hitting the back foot, driving the football, putting it on the wide receiver's chest at times. The deep in-breaker to Luther Burden, maybe his best throw of the season in terms of a layered throw versus zone coverage. So a lot of good things in the tape, but also things you look at and say, hey, we got to adjust your footwork in this situation. When you're throwing a wide receiver screen or you're throwing a ball to the flat, we don't need to see you drop the arm angle. That's why the ball dives on you. That's why you're throwing into the ground. Down the field, this has been an issue for Caleb since he's been in Chicago. The deep corner route, I call it a 7 route. He's got to aim smaller. How many times have we seen Caleb throw in the deep 7 route and he sails it over the top of the wide receiver? Those are situations where Ben Johnson, to your point, Lawrence, can hold them more accountable. And you can do that when you're coaching someone like this. When you're seeing, when the player is seeing improvement, now we go back to what we talked about before. The trust and respect is there. Now you can coach them even harder.
Matt, I'm glad you brought that up, because also I feel like in so much of that is just the simple concept of like touch. I feel like every good ball we saw on Sunday, Tom Brady even said it when he's talking about that's a fastball, that's a fastball. We know the guy can throw 100, but what does your off speed look like out of the same arm slot like you talk about? And maybe that's where the finer points start to really come in for him.
I agree. You can't just be a relief pitcher. Can't just throw heat all the time. There's a time for it, Layla. For sure there is. When you got to attack a tight window in the middle of the field, when they did the trick play, that was a time for it to show off the arm talent and the arm strength. We understand that. But to your point, there are times when you have to play. I use the term pace and touch as a thrower. And that will come into play more often than you think, especially when you're trying to throw with more location in certain situations. And you saw that on Sunday where he had some misses. So, again, those are things you can learn for. But if you're a fan, if you're someone who works up at Halas Hall right now, you have to be excited about the direction of your quarterback.
So we've talked to a bunch of offensive players about the 19-play drive. Let's get a defensive player's perspective on it. When there's a drive like that that the other team is sustaining, what's that like for a defender?
It's soul-crushing. It's soul-crushing because, one, it plays with you mentally, first of all. You can't get off the field. That means you can't win third downs. And more importantly, you're not winning first downs because you're getting into more third and manageable situations for the offense. That puts you behind. And physically, it absolutely wears you out. And it can, and that, Lawrence, that can change the tempo of the entire football game. Sometimes you don't get that energy back after one of those drives from a defensive perspective because you feel defeated mentally and your body feels defeated. Look, we saw it last night in the Monday night game with what Detroit did to Baltimore a couple times, those long drives. Don't think that didn't change the outcome of that game, because it did. And when you can do that from an offensive perspective, and I love that drive, because I think that's what Ben Johnson ultimately wants to be. Yes, the explosive plays have to be there. We've discussed that for weeks. But if you can build an identity offensively through ball control, through tempo, through physicality, which they did in that drive, that goes a long way over the course of an NFL season.
I also want to ask you this, too. I feel like they were partially able to do that, the Bears, because I think Matt Eberflus ran zone defense to a fault. You know, what did you? Okay. I knew I wasn't off base here. I feel like that was no better exemplified than at the end of that 19-play drive. What did you think about just the strategy?
Well, think about this, Layla. We know the foundational principles of Matt Eberflus are zone-heavy defense. We understand that. We saw him coach here in Chicago. So that's what he wants to do. But more importantly, it's what he has to do right now. Dallas is since they trade away Micah Parsons, they don't have impact players in that defense right now at any level of the field. They just do not. There's no game changers out there. I think they struggle in man coverage. And that's what Matt Eberflus is going to do to protect himself. But they got to a point, I think I looked at the number today, over the course of the first three games, I think Dallas is 87% zone coverage. That is a massive number. Massive. That's stuff you see in high school. You don't see that very often at the pro game. Now, you can do it. Look, we've seen it in Chicago before, Lovie Smith, right? You can do it, but what's the difference? Those Bears defensive teams had game changers, multiple game changers. Well, they perfected that defense. Right now, Matt Eberflus is running that defense without the impact players, and that puts you at a disadvantage.
It truly does, and it's – I won't spend any more time talking about him because I want to talk more about how well things went. We spent a little bit of time talking about Rome Odunze too. I'd love to know from you and your perspective as a DB, is he actually getting better at playing wide receiver, or do the numbers just bear out kind of what he was doing before?
No, he's getting better, and he saw that the second half of last season. I would even say the last quarter of the season, if you watched the Bears tape last year, and just focus on Rome, and not even his targets, just the routes he runs. If you watch the tape and just focus on the routes he runs, much more detail, okay, much more savviness in terms of his ability to set up and manipulate coverage, and much quicker out of his breaks. I think he learned a lot last year as a rookie of how to run routes. Playing with a guy like Keenan Allen helps. Okay, when you're in the meeting room with him, when you're in the practice field with him. But then you saw the transition to year two. And you've always said, year one to year two, that's your greatest developmental jump in pro football. It just is, because you can focus solely on being a professional football player at that point. Focus on your craft, understanding your opponents much more. And you're seeing that with Rome now because the production is matching it. It's not just the details in the tape, it's the details plus the production. And right now, you have to say he's – the number one receiver in Chicago because he's playing like it.
Matt, what did you think of just the way the Bears were able to set the tone? I felt like there were many miniature responses in the game when it came to, okay, you go three and out on your first drive, that's cool. Tyreek Stevenson is going to slap the ball out of the carrier's hands, and then they answer with the touchdown. We saw it again, like Tremaine Edmonds, I can't say enough about the performances he had. Yeah. That, to me, was the real breaker. It wasn't even necessarily the 19-play drive, although it certainly helped. It was that when the Cowboys did go two-minute offense, he physically stopped the drive from scoring. The defense, I think, answered in so many different ways to leave no doubt in this game and also set the tone.
I agree. And look at what Dennis Allen did. They played more two-high coverage in this game, a combination of cover two and two-man. That was their top coverage percentages from Sunday, and I understand why he did it. You're banged up in the secondary. You know, going into the football game, you're not anticipating that CeeDee Lamb is going to go down with an ankle injury. So you're going against Dak, CeeDee, and George Pickens. You know, so you have to build a defensive game plan that protects you. So they did that. But also, to your point, they made difference-making plays when they had to. And that's good defense. It's not. I've always said this, Layla. It's not about the amount of yards you give up. I do not care about that at any level. It's can you limit points? Can you limit explosive plays? Lawrence and I have talked about this. Can you hit the quarterback? But at the end of the day, can you take the ball away, too? And that was the difference. The Bears had more explosive plays. They won the turnover battle. And look what happens.
When it comes to Tyreek Stevenson, and I would love to know, and you don't have to name names, but I would love to know if you had a teammate or a player that you knew that you kind of had to stay on, that sure. you have to kind of, even though the player might be doing some good things, you have to stay on him to get the best out of him. Everyone is different. Everyone, they react to stimuli differently, but I feel like that's what I'm seeing with Ben Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson, that he feels very comfortable in saying, no, I'm going to keep the pressure on this guy to get the best out of him.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to do that as a coach, Lauren. There's no question. Sometimes you have to build up a player more often than others, correct? You have to have more conversations with them. You have to be more encouraging. You have to create more excitement on the average plays at times to get them going mentally and to build a bridge for them to be more productive. And you're seeing that with Stevenson. Look what he did in that football game. You know, he had on-the-ball production, and that's what you want. On-the-ball production versus George Pickens down the red zone, break up pass. You need to see that stuff from him. It's one thing to be a good cover corner. It's one thing to tackle. In this league also, you have to create on-the-ball production. And some guys are not natural playmakers. They're not going to have 6-7 picks a year. But some guys are more ball disruptors, and I think that what Stevenson is, and that's how he can help this defense.
Overall, what was your opinion of just the general growth or progress? What did you see out of yesterday that really, actually Sunday, that really stuck out to you?
Being more explosive on the offensive side of the football. Being more explosive and not giving up big plays on defense. Complete turnaround of what we saw 2 weeks ago versus Detroit. What they did versus Detroit, and I was on with Lawrence last week, was very disappointing, in my opinion, to be a professional football team and get beat like that in the style that they did. And to turn it around so quickly, play a much better football game. And I know, look, it's the Dallas Cowboys. They have injuries. They're not the Detroit Lions, I understand. But still a pro football game, and these are very hard to win. But the thing I keep going back to, Layla, is it's a good win on Sunday. It even brings up the point even more that they should be a 2-1 football team. You know, I keep going back to week one. In the game against Minnesota, and what the narrative would be about this football team if they had closed out Minnesota. Being 2-1 going to Vegas in another game they should win, in my opinion. They need a 3-1. Now, it didn't happen, but now you have an opportunity to go to Vegas after a quality win, get another quality win, and you're right back, you know, at 500 where a lot of things can happen.
Go get on the practice field, Coach. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you very much.
I am fired up now. I will say that. Good to talk to you, Matt.
That is Matt Bowen. He is terrific. We are very lucky on this show to have as many important voices on football as we have, and guys with different perspectives, like from when they played and where they played. In some cases, there's crossover in, you know, Olin playing against Matt and Matt playing against Matt. You know, there's that crossover of it. And did I hear this right? Alex Brown's going to be on the show tomorrow?
That is correct.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
We love that.
Ooh, I got some spicy Billy Napier questions for him. That thing down in Gainesville is not going great. It's actually going the opposite of great.
College football is telling a lot of truths right now. The results they're in are pretty compelling.
Uh-huh. Very much so. But
we had change in Stillwater for the first time in practically 20 years.
Yeah, Tanny, I don't know if you heard, but I'm a man. I'm 40, has been fired.
Yeah, I've got a few requests for the Goodfellas treatment for Mike Gundy.
Really?
Yeah, people want to hear it. And why wouldn't you? It's a lot of great sound bites mashed up together.
All right. Yeah. If you have time and inclination we'll and you want to do it, it's up to you. We'll definitely make room for
right
it.
Right now, our friend BK is a clubhouse leader for tomorrow's open. So may have to
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But hearing
Drop Machine.
Matt talk about the progress that they've showed, and I'm telling you, whether it's Tyrique Stevenson or your left tackle, I feel like Ben is been like, hey, you need to be better, because if you're not better, I will replace you. That's the vibe that I get whenever I hear him talk about those particular two guys.
Yeah, here's the thing though. Who's he replacing them with?
These are excellent questions.
Who's picking those replacements?
That's also an excellent question.
Interesting how that might go in sync.
Olin's point about Braxton Jones is important. And it's is everything going to be blamed on the guy that's paid the least on that offensive line? Because that seems unfair if that's the case.
It is.
But it is striking. Tanny, do we have that from Ben Johnson talking about Braxton Jones? Because that...
Should we hear Olin first? Because he was so good. I had to make sure I was listening, even from Disney World on Friday. I was listening to Olin. Here's what Olin said about Braxton Jones.
Olin Kreutz.
Since 2022, since Braxton made his first start at left tackle, we could get better at left tackle, right? Like that's how long this has been going on. Nothing is more consistent in Chicago football, right? We're all excited. They start the year bad. Let's all yell about the lowest paid offensive lineman, right? Like that's what they always do. Like guys, you're highly paid players. Like coach, they have to play better, right? You have to have someone better than Braxton Jones before you pull them out, right? Like you're going to put, that's going to fix your problem. Putting Theo Bennett at left tackle. Like these things just, they make my brain hurt, guys. But yes, he came back from a major injury. Yes, that leg is giving out on him in the second half. But you had no plan for that. Like you guys knew that was going to happen.
So that's him talking about Braxton Jones. And I think that's fair.
They had a plan.
And it didn't work. And it's a bad plan. But this is what.
They can change it.
Hopefully. Well, we'll see.
I've said that a time or two. It didn't really work out.
It did not?
No. Actually, I'd never said that, but I kind of knew what I was in for.
You thought...
But you still hope, deep down.
You think you can change them, and then
Or like the circumstance changes.
And you're like, this will be the thing that keeps everything moving in the right direction.
Or like, you'll finally be understood, and then it'll make it make sense. And what are we talking about again?
The left tackle.
We are talking about the left tackle position. And so is Bears head coach Ben Johnson. Don't tell me it didn't fire either.
On the score?
This happens to Tanny like once a day.
Yeah, I've been noticing
encouraged with the direction that we're going. There's still some work to be done, but I think I lump the whole offensive line together when I look at our rushing statistics. I think we only averaged about 3 yards a rush. We left a lot of meat on the bone there. I give a lot of credit. That is a good front. I mean, particularly those interior players are really good players that have played at a high level in this league for a long time. We knew that. We knew we were going to have our hands full. But yet we didn't run the ball as effectively as we're capable of doing. So I think it starts there. Certainly he plays a part in that, but he's also a part of the zero sacks given up in terms of pass pro. So there's a lot of good, and there's a lot that we got to continue to clean up.
He lumps, he lumps, he lumps. He might be dead. Shout out to the presidents of the United States of America.
They have another song called Peaches.
I love Peaches.
I was thinking about that during your peach rant during the pre-show meeting.
Saturn peaches are just not worth it. They charge you more, and they have less flavor.
I don't understand
the draw.
Who has successfully, in the City Beautiful, grown a peach tree. like on the northwest side.
That says a lot about what the temp outside these days.
It does. And she is like, hey, here are all these peaches.
That's
if anyone
amazing.
Wants them.
That's so, fantastic.
It is. It is.
That's a gift.
I was wondering if I should start growing stuff.
Well, yeah, why not? It's just you have rabbits and stuff, so they might take it before you.
Yeah, that's true. How about in the next segment we talk a little NFC North? Because we saw last night Detroit. Like, they are still a thing.
The Vikings had a pretty nice day at the office as well.
And we should probably talk about what happened with Green Bay. And cram up your cram hole, LaFleur. He was not happy. And Tanny, I swear to God, we talked about this last week.
We were on it. Yeah, we did it. We turned the page and we talked about this.
It's like a little early to be talking about going undefeated. A little early. And apparently their coach agrees with us. We'll do all of that and talk a little bit more Bears next on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They pitch to Gibbs. Touchdown! It went from Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he pitched it to Gibbs. And like Ben Johnson would call,
yeah,
it was a gadget play, and boy, was that a thing of beauty.
Yeah, well, we've seen Johnny Morton dial up a couple of these tonight. This is good execution. They get it to St. Brown, and then he pitches it out to Jahmyr Gibbs to get him on the edge with the speed. There's a good look at Johnny Morton. He had a heck of a game plan last week in that big win against Chicago. And tonight, here on the road, a lot of questions were going to be answered. And if there were any out there on him, he's answered those as well.
Fine. Good producers lead you where they want you to go. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. We want to give you some Ice Cube tickets. Why? Because the Truth to Power 4 Decades of Attitude Tour are going on October 6th at the United Center. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster. Be caller 6 to 312-540-0670, and you are getting hooked all the way up. Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. You know, a couple of hip-hop stations can learn from that.
There's no doubt about that. This is high praise. You know what? Because my nephew was here earlier, and we were in the elevator, and I said, oh, I'm glad you got a chance to meet Tanny. He's like, yeah, I remember when he used to give me his mixtapes, man. That dude is fresh. And I was like, yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 6 o'clock tonight. The NFC North is fascinating, Layla.
Yeah, I texted our show group thread when I was watching the Vikings and Bengals game, and I'm like, well, just another sobering day watching the rest of the division. And then at that point, it was halftime, and the Vikings had already scored 34 points, and they ended up winning by a final of 48-10 Cincinnati.
That reminds me. Last week, I had a fun back and forth with a texter, and we were having the conversation because KOC is known for this. It doesn't matter where the quarterback comes from or what the quarterback is. He has been able to fix them. So I was saying I said on the air about how I felt like Carson Wentz was probably going to have a good game because he's got all the raw materials. He just kind of gets in his own way and is somewhat unliked. He's playing for the team that he grew up for. And Kevin O'Connell
cheering for. Yeah.
And he's really good at making quarterbacks good. And so this guy was like, well, what about Jake Browning? I was like, look, fam, Jake Browning is a serviceable backup who doesn't have a really wide breadth of experience. And the more he plays, the more he's going to get exposed. And I noticed that texter didn't get back to the show saying I was right. So guess what? I was right.
Hell yeah. I also say that because my school is undefeated and they hit the Stone Cold Celly.
They did hit the Stone Cold Celly.
After their overtime win against Army.
Energy drinks? Is that what it was?
I'm not sure. That's not for me to understand.
I mentioned this on House of L.
I think it was, though, because it was prior to the game.
Yeah, I think it was energy drinks. But I mentioned, I name checked you on the pod last night because I didn't realize that Texas Tech is the farthest away from any other Division I football team in the continental United States.
Yeah.
And the closest team to them is North Texas.
That's bizarre because we're like 400 miles away.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, that's crazy. I think it's 300 miles from Texas Tech to North Texas.
I drank a beer.
It's 296 miles.
Three beers. Four beers.
Oh, no.
Five beers.
Oh, no.
Six beers. Seven beers. Eight beers. Nine beers. And a Bloody Mary.
You know who else would have appreciated the Stone Cold Celly? Matt Bowen.
That's a man who enjoys his beer.
Let's go back, though, to 2016 real quick. And let me illustrate two quarterbacks that were coveted that year in the draft. One was named Jared Goff, and the other was named Carson Wentz. And for a while, he was in the state of Pennsylvania when they loved him.
He was.
And now I believe he has gone to the state of Winsasota.
He's kind of gone back home. A lot of people from the Dakotas are fans of the Vikings.
It's not just that, though. It's also that these are two quarterbacks who had a pedigree. They were the most coveted quarterbacks of that draft class, and I am not surprised that a change of scenery has done them both good.
Well, just look at what happened with Darnold. Last year, the man got paid because Kevin O'Connell fixed him enough. And the same thing could happen for Carson Wentz. That's why, and I know we're going to have a bigger conversation about quarterback development in the 5 o'clock hour, which you should stay tuned for.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that Layla brought to the show is outstanding. But that's when I look at a guy like Justin Fields and I go, was the Jets really the right move for you? And I get that it is $20 million guaranteed, and that sets you up for a nice long time. If you're smart, and he seems like a smart kid, was that the best move for you from a career standpoint? Or was the better move being like, yeah, I'll come here and back up J.J. McCarthy, and I'll learn everything that you want to teach me while I'm here. Or, yeah, I'll go out to L.A., and I'll back up Matthew Stafford. And I know I'm probably going to play a little bit, too, because Matthew's old and his back hurts a lot. Is that the better move for someone who's trying to play for a long time as a starter to take the step back earlier in your career to get to where you want to go?
I mean, arguably, didn't you think that happened last year?
Well, I think that some of the stuff that Russ does now is not sustainable. And so you learn some stuff, and then you see that he's probably going to be benched in week four of the next season after throwing for 450 yards.
Like, oh, no, he already did. You saw that, right? Giants announced.
He's going to start?
Oh, standby, please. Yeah, that was announced today.
See?
Jackson Dart will start.
Well, see, there it is. I hope that young man learns how to slide. because sometimes he doesn't and sometimes he gets hit. But to get back to the North, to stay in the North for a second, let's go back to last week. Last week,
I'm sorry, it was reported. It's still sources.
But
you, that's okay. You know.
The Packers were kind of talking tough and believing what everyone, including us, have been saying about how good they look. Well, they lost to Cleveland, and it was a five-minute collapse in the fourth quarter with two of their best players. Jordan Love throwing a ball that he damn sure should not throw and busting up a non-interception streak. And Micah Parsons jumping off sides and getting Cleveland into field goal range. Here's what Matt LaFleur had to say about his team talking tough.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road. Like, focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
The goal is to, you know, keep it going. I think we can go undefeated, honestly. I mean, personally, I feel like we, I always tell people, I feel like we could have went undefeated the past two seasons.
It's not the type of talk you should be having.
But to be fair, that's your job, to have that kind of confidence in yourself and your team.
You can have that confidence for the next opponent. Like, the idea of, like, if you're at 14-0 and you want to talk about being undefeated, cool. 2-0?
Well, it's funny though, because, like, if they were 14-0 and someone asked them about being undefeated, what would they say?
Oh, we're not thinking about that. We just want to be 1-0 this week.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't bother me as much. It did make me laugh when the symmetry to losing that game involved a blocked field goal.
that was pretty funny.
That was great.
Did you see an old friend last night playing in the game against the Ravens?
Why, yes, we did.
I remember him, Mr. Muhammad. I remember Mr. Muhammad being a Bear.
The 2022 Bears?
Al-Kadim Muhammad had 2.5 sacks in yesterday's game for the Lions, who were out there bullying people on offense. So, good for him. Let's give him his moment in the sun, Tanny.
All right, this thing says 41 total tackles. It can't be right. Okay, 2.5 sacks, 2 quarterback hits, and 2 TFLs. Mr. Muhammad!
Yeah! You know what? I want to thank every player, every coach, everybody that's in this organization, because about a year ago, I was home. I was on the couch. So when you get an opportunity, you make sure you take advantage of it. Yeah. I want to also thank the guys in my room for helping me out this week. You know, without them, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did today.
It's nice to see people succeed.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know the Cleveland kicker was a former Bear from Lake Forest,
he
right?
He sure was.
And was at practice... He was at a training camp in 2013 or 2023 rather, and he kicked the game winner for Cleveland.
He had been having a rough time in Cleveland, so I was glad to see him have some success too. And watching the Packers just implode was hilarious, because even though the game was close, like it was score wise, it was close. They had control of it, and you never really thought that Cleveland would make enough plays on offense to win the game. But then you have a special teams play, you have a turnover by them, and then you're like cooking. And it was fascinating to watch them implode like that, especially when you're talking about going undefeated at 2-0.
We'll talk about teams who somewhat imploded last night. Ravens were favored, and I am weirdly attached to that team just because I want to see them succeed at some point in all of this.
My football avatar.
Right. And just to allow 17 points in that fourth quarter and to be able to watch the Lions pull away at will. And how about the play where, to move the chains, Amon-Ra St. Brown is jammed up at the line. Penalties called, doesn't even matter. Still catches the ball and overpowers his defender to move it on.
How about the fact that the Lions are running triple option?
At will, happily.
Just like, we don't care. Like, Ben, I wonder if in real honest moments up there, and maybe they'd have to win the championship to say this publicly, I'm getting the sense that they did not like all of the Ben Johnson conversation at all. Like, I'm getting the sense from just the way they're reacting to things and the stuff that they're doing that they did not like the idea of Ben Johnson is the only reason that this offense worked.
To be fair, in that 52-point bonanza, since Dan Campbell told us all to pay attention to it when it came to the use of pre-snap motion, there were a lot of the scoring plays specifically that didn't use it. So they're still scoring in that game at will.
Well,
but it's
remember,
not necessarily some razzle-dazzle. They also got a bunch of people healthy, and they're able to just overpower a lot of the time.
And remember what he said, though. We don't do a lot of that on the road.
He did say that, and then I was like, well, how much really are you doing at home? And there were a couple of those played. There was definitely use of motion, but I'm saying it wasn't an automatic thing every play.
It's just crazy to me that, like, inside of their playbook was all that stuff is still there. And Morton had been with them before, so it's not like he's some new guy just walking in off the street. Also, by the way, Alex, I don't know if you've seen this. If I run across it again, I'll tell you. Do you know that there's a Curse of Shane Waldron meme going around the reels?
No. The curse, tell me about it.
So someone brought it up.
You don't script the first 15 plays?
So the curse has been lifted on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And you saw the season that he had last year. And now people are saying the curse is lifted on Roma Dunze. And you've seen the start that he's off to this
Brian
year.
Brian Thomas.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And now with Shane Waldron being down in Jacksonville, for some reason they can't find Brian Thomas Jr., who was great last year.
Good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Blink twice, Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
He tried to tell us, didn't he?
He did.
Is this live?
He did.
He very much tried to tell us everything.
But also, just while I'm here, if you had two running backs like that, wouldn't you try some triple option too? Hell, I would.
Yeah, I would try all.
Let's kick it back to 1997. Let's pull a little Nebraska out of thin air. I mean, why not? Get weird.
Speaking of running backs, the Derrick Henry fumbling problem is becoming a problem.
Man, you could see the look on his face last night.
I feel bad for him. Roll Tide. We need to take a break. When we come back, Layla hit me with a lookalike this afternoon. We were just walking down. I pointed. I was like, hey, look at that guy. And she's like, you know who he looks like? And I was like, who? And then she told me, and now I can't unsee it. She's going to tell you who both of those people are, and they're both connected to two different Chicago teams. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
I just want to race, Daddy. That's probably going to get pulled for later.
Maybe.
You're welcome, Tanny.
And Layla. Well, you look great.
Excuse me. Your attention, please. You're doing too much, Tanny. Forget about it.
So in the
God,
back in the day,
I hate everything I've said.
On NBC Sports Chicago, there used to be a time where it would be Layla Rahimi and Luke Stuckmeyer, and it would be Luke and Layla.
In the loop.
In the loop.
And when I was gone, Luke called it "It's the Luke."
And Luke would have a segment called Lookalikes.
He did that before me.
I know.
Fair.
I know. And we talked about that earlier today. So we were sitting in a production studio and this person was on the screen and this person had a nice weekend this weekend. And I pointed at the screen for Layla. And then after we got out of there, she goes, "You know who he looks like?" And I was like, "What?" Because it hit me that you are correct. Will you please share with the people your lookalike?
Keenan Allen looks like Dallas Keuchel.
He does.
I can't tell if you're laughing at me for having the concept or if it's true.
It's accurate. Especially if you picture Keenan Allen with a baseball cap and it's a wrap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Yes. And when she said that, I now can't unsee it.
It really has a lot to do with the beard, obviously.
Sure. Like, it has to do with the beard, but also, like, in the face. And it's weird.
The eyes especially.
Because, like, sometimes, like, the cross-racial comps don't always work. I mean, like me and Mike Tirico. I'm not Italian. So you have these cross-racial comps, and I feel like that's
Troy
a good
Aikman
one.
And Jay-Z.
100%. That's exactly what Layla said.
Do we have to wait another year to ask Troy about that?
Yeah,
I think we're almost
what
there.
What is the question you asked to him about that?
He's acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the record somewhere.
No, but we got to ask him.
I think we did. I think we asked him last year about that. It's somewhere in the vault.
Oh, man. Now they're pulling the quote, Connor O'Donnell, "I hate everything I've said." You can, because that's how I feel most of the time. It's true.
Okay, so did you get any submissions from others on this?
Why, yes, I did. One from our friend, the former producer here at 670 The Score. You know him as Herb Lawrence.
The realness. The dear boy himself.
I know him as Ask Herb, because that was how I used to sing the Ask Herb segment.
Which we used quite often.
He said, "Can I guess the lookalikes?" And I said, all caps, yes. Carson Kelly and Chris Long, submitted by Herb Lawrence.
That's outstanding.
That is pretty good.
That's pretty good. But yeah, that one's going to haunt me for a while. Keenan Allen, by the way, having a nice season so far.
Can I tell you something? We had a texter who would always say, I thought he went back to, and they would say San Diego, which I try to take people at their you know, inference, not necessarily their literal word. And I'm like, oh, Chargers. And then I'm like, that hasn't happened. That's not official. There's no place yet for Keenan Allen. Texter was right, in a way. Not San Diego, but Los Angeles, but Chargers, close enough.
Was
that Texter telling the future? Or were you trying to tip us off?
Yeah,
or was it a joke that just landed funny?
I had mentioned it too, because I had been tipped off that he was going to one of two places. He was either going to stay a Bear or he was going back to the Chargers, and that was the end of the list. And once it was made clear that he wasn't coming back here, the only place he was going to go was back there. By the way, so far, 20 catches, 194 yards, 3 touchdowns for Keenan Allen. He's had a touchdown in every game.
Yeah, because Herbert already has a billion yards or something.
It's been
scientifically.
It's been a good marriage so far for those two. And Ladd McConkey, when he's healthy, man, that dude is a problem. And that thing in LA might be a problem for people. And I've never been a Justin Herbert guy, but that throw that he made to Keenan Allen was one of the damnedest throws that you've seen this week.
It's not a billion, but it's close. For 3 weeks, it's 860, and that leads the NFL. Geno Smith is next, by the way. Geno has 831 to his name.
So wait a minute. But why you mean have the quarterback that the Bears are going to play next has all, is averaging almost 300 yards a game?
Yeah. The math would say so.
And the Bears defense, while doing a lot of good things on Sunday, they did do some bad things too. Something to keep in mind as we get closer and closer to Bears Raiders.
Yeah, the Cowboys 2-minute drill was very methodical. Fortunately, Tremaine Edmonds put a stop to it.
He did. He really, really did. By the way, tonight, the Cubs begin a series at home against the Mets. Yeah, man, an important one for both the Cubs and the Mets. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05. First pitches at 6:40 on the score. And the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network.
Woo! Don't do that on the midday show.
Since you like it, I figured I'd do that.
I was waiting in suspense.
I know you were. When we come back, let's talk quarterbacking. Layla brought something to our attention that we probably should have spent more time talking about when it came out. It all has to do with quarterback development, and your quarterback is in the middle of it. We'll talk with you about it next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.